and welcome to day 2 of 365. And today I wanted to talk about constructive criticism and criticism in general and how do we deal with it. I was talking to a business colleague yesterday and it came up about some reviews that had been made and how they had negative connotations. And they asked me how I deal with that type of criticism and or how would you deal with that type of criticism if you were faced with it. And I think the biggest thing that came to mind for me was really the first thing is, can you learn from that criticism? Sometimes criticism attacks our ego and our pride, and you know, in the moment we may get heated or we may not see sense in why someone would write a negative review. However, sometimes I think the best way is to actually learn from it. You know, put yourself into that person's shoes, try to see it from their point of view. How can you then create a solution for that problem? And then hopefully you can resolve the problem for that person. And that really is all that we can do. I think our ego and pride can sometimes be hurt, especially if it's from someone we actually care about. It can be harder to hear criticism from someone we care about, more so because I think the underlying issue is that they aren't seeing it from your perspective, and so that can stop or block, what we call block, your viewpoint and block some of that constructive criticism coming back at you. So yeah, you know, if you leave here today with anything, it really is, how do you deal with constructive criticism? Are you open to it? Because I believe that is the only way we grow, so that we can adapt and create a solution for that. And if you do accept the criticism, then how best do you deal with that? So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in again, and I'll be back again tomorrow.